Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
Today it's Peinture aux Frères, and we talk to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, how are you today?
I'm perfect, and you?
Thank you, I'm very good. So we are going to talk about another cognac. So what is it?
A basic one, our Cognac XO.
When you say basic, that's it's an understatement, huh? Because it's old.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be negative with my XO, but basic in the people's mind. Everyone knows this term. Every XO is different from a cognac maker to another one, to a negotiant from another one. It depends on the cru, depends on the age, depends on many, many things, on the blending for sure. So I think it's important to remind this to customers because they could think, oh, it's an XO, so every XO is the same. No, you know, every XO is different.
Of course. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. So what would you like to know about my XO?
Well, I guess the first thing I would like to know is the age. What's the average age of this cognac?
Yeah. And his story, maybe.
I would love to hear the history about this XO for sure.
Yeah, because maybe we were the only ones who didn't make any XO until the 2000s.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know. My grandfather didn't make any XO. My father didn't make any XO. And Vincent, one of my brothers, asked, but why don't we have any XO in the range? We have some XO qualities like our Vieille Reserve, which is 20 years. Our Reserve, which is 10, could be an XO. Many cognac on the Peinture aux Frères range could be an XO, but we didn't have any XO carafe like Mignoser. So my parents and my brother Vincent decided to create Peinture aux XO maybe in 2002 or 2003, something like that. And yeah, it's a success today. But you still have some cognac makers that don't make any XO.
It's true. I also know one.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just we decided to put it in the range as an old cognac, so older than our Vieille Reserve, but younger than our Old Age. And it's a 25 years old cognac.
Mm-hmm. Is that an average or is that the minimum age?
It's a minimum age. So the main cognac is 25 years. So 25 could be 24, 23, but we say at all 25. It depends on the batch that we select at the beginning.
And here again, it's probably a selection of, let's say, 4 or 5 lots or so. Is that the same procedure?
Yeah, same process as the other ones, working with, yes, 4 or 5 different cognac. The proportion sometimes could be really, really small because we have some very, very old stuff, maybe almost 100 years in our stock. And to complete the blending, 1% could be too much sometimes, you know. But 0.5 or 0.25% can sublime the blending. Sometimes the fifth one is 0.25% to complete. Very, very old stuff from my grandparents or great-grandparents, but something that's very intense, very woody, sometimes syrupy because the old generations had syrup in the sugar a lot. So when you use just 0.5 or 0.25%, this sublime a lot your blend. But if you put more, it's too much. It's crazy. And after more normal proportions, but I will keep it secret because every blending on the cognac region is secret. So I don't tell more.
Of course. So the alcoholic percentage, I guess, is 40%.
Yes.
And I would say everything comes from your estate. So originally from your 25 hectares estate, must be, right? Because it's an older cognac.
Yeah. When we had 25 hectares, yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, all that is Uni Blanc grape variety, I would assume.
Yeah, we only have Uni Blanc on the estate. We don't have any Sol Blanche or Colombard. Yes, we have some Colombard, but we keep it to make some Pinot de Charente.
which is a side product.
Yeah, we make Pinot des Chantes as well. And yeah, to make cognac 100% Uni Blanc.
By the way, as I forgot to ask that the other day, I'm sure that you produce a certain percentage for your own brand, but then certainly you also provide a bigger house with Eau de Vie, I assume.
Yes, of course. We mainly work with Rémy Martin. So they buy us something like 70% of the production.
Oh, wow. But that means that you actually keep 30%. That's not nothing.
No, not because we also work with Martel. We tell them a small volume of wine because we don't distill with the Martel model. And the 20%, 25% left, we keep it for ourselves and we age it in our cellars to make our own cognac.
Okay, good. Yeah, but back to the XO. So this is the, we would need to say the new XO because it's a rather recent product. So perhaps we can talk a little bit about the taste and the nose.
To me, it's a very simple and complicated cognac because it's old, so you have many aromas. But the simple side of this cognac is it has something a little bit brut. So I have many people who like this type of cognac. So it's quite strong and intense. And aromas, they come slowly, one by one. And they are like easy to find. So you have a spicy taste, a woody taste, a caramel notes, and it comes one by one. So that's why I say it's brut. Something, it's not a subtle cognac, it's something with a character.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think is that?
So it's, on my range, there's always a fight between my Vieille Réserve and my XO when people taste it. I never have people saying I like both the same. All people prefer Vieille Réserve, which is a little bit younger, 20 years, or they prefer XO, which is 25 years. Always the same. It's not the same. Same give you an idea. Vieille Réserve for comparison is more floral, more subtle. Could be more stronger because it's younger, even if it's the same alcohol percentage. And XO is more brut, smoother at the same time. I would say easier drinkable, but very good. People like it a lot.
So we will let the listener discover this XO themselves now. Thank you very much, Emmanuel, for your time today. And I hope to see you soon in the cognac region.
I hope so.
I am sure. Allez, au revoir, and thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!